friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Marvel actor Jeremy Renner wrote Last Words to Family. Now he's walking the red carpet. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Adam State. When Marvel actor Jeremy Renner walked down the red carpet for the first time since his snowplow accident, he had a special guest in tow. And prepare for your heart to just melt when you hear who it is. Actor Jeremy Renner plays the superhero Hawkeye in the popular Marvel Avengers films, but it turns out he's a bit of a superhero himself in real life. On New Year's Day in 2023, Jeremy's nephew, Alex Fries, needed help getting his truck out of the snow on the Marvel actor's property in Reno, Nevada. The family had gathered to ring in the new year together, and overnight, nearly 3 feet of snow fell to the ground. Jeremy came to the rescue with his personal snowplow and set to work getting Alex's vehicle free. However, then things took a terrible turn. The horrific accident occurred when Jeremy hopped out of the snowplow to check on his nephew. However, the snowplow didn't stop. Instead, it kept rolling and was headed straight for Jeremy's nephew, Alex. Determined not to let the heavy machinery hit his nephew, Jeremy tried jumping back onto the snowplow so he could stop it. However, the huge vehicle took him instead. And that's when Marvel actor Jeremy Renner was run over by the 14,300-pound snowplow. The snowplow could have easily crushed and killed Jeremy upon impact. However, after the huge snowplow passed him over, he was miraculously still alive, although severely injured. Jeremy later detailed that his eye actually popped out during the snowplow accident, and he suffered more than 35 broken bones. "We kept discovering them as we were going along," he explained, "of all the breaks. It went from critical order, like priority of what I'm going to die from or not, and then 6 weeks later, I'm finding out another break, and another break, and another break." Jeremy recalls remaining awake through every moment. Yet despite all the pain, he was determined to survive. "I thought, you're not going to kill me. No way," Jeremy said. Alex stayed by his uncle's side, holding his arm, calling 911 and encouraging Jeremy to just breathe. At the hospital, Jeremy underwent surgery and the Marvel actor came out in critical but stable condition. With such severe injuries, there was no guarantee the Avengers star would pull through. And as Jeremy fought with all he had to stay alive, while in the hospital, he prepared for the worst by penning a heartfelt goodbye to his family. "I'm writing down notes on my phone, the last words to my family," he tearfully recalled. With all the pain and incredible amount of grit required to recover, Jeremy could have simply given up. But it's something he absolutely refused to do. And even though the damage to his body from the snowplow accident was extreme, Jeremy only looks at how blessed he is that he wasn't worse. "He just missed every vertebrae. Didn't hit any organs, didn't hit my brain, didn't swell, nothing like that. My eye did pop out. That's weird," the 52-year-old said. "But I got pretty lucky that none of my organs got messed up. It pierced my liver, but that wasn't dangerous." Jeremy may call it luck, but we know that that's God's work right there. Jeremy has channeled his very own superhero powers during his recovery. The progress he's made is incredible, inspiring his family and medical team. Jimmy Fallon has even taken to calling him the Indestructible Man. And that's because less than 3 months after the horrific snowplow accident, Jeremy is already back on the Hollywood scene, supporting his Disney Plus show, Renovations. At the show's premiere, Jeremy walked the red carpet for the first time since his snowplow accident. This is after breaking roughly 35 bones throughout his body. But the star wasn't alone. By his side was his 10-year-old daughter, Ava, making that triumphant red carpet moment even sweeter. The willpower Jeremy has shown in his recovery is astounding, but he credits the incredible support from his family, as well as a solid belief for his resiliency. "Doing it alone would have been impossible. A lot of people, some are here, were a part of saving my life and keep me alive to breathe and move through," he said. He also stated, "You have to have confidence and belief. You have to believe." The premiere event for his show, Renovations, also gave Jeremy motivation. "Showing up to celebrate gave him something to work toward. It took a lot of people," he said. "It starts with my family, my daughter. Then a big part of my recovery was this show. It set a milestone for me to get better, to make sure that all our hard work was not for naught." Over and over, as Jeremy is asked about his snowplow accident, the Marvel actor points to belief and support from others. I had a lot of support. We all need that. We all need it. I can't do it on my own, he said. His inspiring words certainly ring true. As we face trials and adversity in life, we're not meant to do it alone. Leaning on loved ones is important, but it's also crucial to lean into God. He is the one who will carry us through when we're too weak to do it ourselves. The beauty of how God works is that He will also bring beauty out of our pain. He can turn our biggest messes into a powerful message pointing back to Him, just like He is doing in Jeremy's life. In an interview about the snowplow accident with Diane Sawyer, Jeremy wanted people to realize the real superpower is the ability to transform your suffering into your strength. What we just endured, that's real love, he tells the family that stood by him. It's suffering, but that feeds the seeds of what love is. The love Jeremy describes sounds an awful lot like Christ-like love. It's a real love that stands beside us in our brokenness. It's the kind of love where Jesus would suffer and die on the cross, all so we could be saved. And it's that love that gives us strength to overcome fear, shame, and sin.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Mom leaves note promising her baby would be okay in the car while she shops at Target. Written by Adam Staten, read by Adam Staten. One mother's note, which she left on her vehicle, likely had some shoppers at a Target momentarily in a state of distress, but upon closer look, it probably had them rolling with laughter. A child is a precious gift from God. Children depend on someone else to provide them with food, safety, and shelter. Children basically require around-the-clock care and attention, including when parents run into Walmart, Target, or the grocery store to grab a few things. Like children, laughter and finding humor in different situations also make life richer, fuller, and more enjoyable. Who doesn't like to laugh? One woman, in a video posted to Instagram, posted a note on her vehicle about her running into Target for a few seconds and how she was leaving her baby in the car while doing so. My baby is okay. He has his snacks and his drink. I'm in Target. Be back soon, the note taped to the vehicle's driver's side window reads. However, thankfully and hilariously, this note is not from a negligent mother who had left an infant in the car to defend for herself. No, instead, as the vehicle continues, we see it's actually the woman's husband sitting in the vehicle. He silently holds a drink and munches on some white cheddar popcorn while peering out the window. For those who may have been worried about her husband after being left in a vehicle alone, she provided a hilarious update on his condition. She wrote, "Please no judgment. He is safe and well." Thankfully, her husband is doing okay. The video is a terrific laugh-out-loud example of using our fears and expectations against us. On her Instagram page, the woman, Bonnie Engel, has posted several other hilarious videos, some of which do include her husband. A glad heart makes a healthy body, but a crushed spirit makes the bones dry. Proverbs 17:22.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.